Sean with Voices Levon. We just conducted a Life Stories and Appreciating Friends and Family interview with Monroe Melton. How old are you, Monroe?
I am soon to be 11.
Soon to be 11 on January 26th, is that correct?
Correct.
So you just got walked through telling stories about your life, and we did appreciation interviews about your mom's parents, mm-hmm. your dad's parents, your mom, your dad, and your best friend.
Don't forget politics in the world.
We also talked about politics in the world and the environment. So how would you describe this process? What do you like about it?
Well, one, for future people, I forgot my glass of water, but definitely bring a glass of water. My throat hurts since I love talking about family. But like you said, you know, we have that ton of bricks on you that you just really want to let out. I feel like more didn't come on top of me. More came off. And there might still be one on me because my shoulder hurts for some reason. But I think now I'm going to flick it off and say, it really helps you, like, if you're sad, it really helps you get through stuff, and it really helps you talk about life, and it really helps you get out some things they've never really said before.
So would you say it's therapeutic?
Definitely. I felt good. Like we said, we're going to talk about the world, we're going to talk about politics, and I absolutely love spaghetti. Spaghetti rules. Hashtag spaghetti rules.
So how do you think your family and friends are going to react from what you said?
They're going to be surprised, especially about the politics. And we all know I love spaghetti.
So,
it's spaghetti, not spaghetti. Spaghetti.
So would you recommend this to someone else your age?
Oh, yeah. Even like, well, one, you have to be able to speak. Sorry, three-year-olds, but you need to have all your teeth. And you need to know all the words and everything. Even the words you're not supposed to say, but hey, you don't even need to know them. Maybe you should do it to kids who are like 9 and above because, well, kids have never really, I don't think ever really done this before. And like, I've been on the news a couple of times. I know what it's like to be in front of an audience, but, and I didn't know who my audience was going to be. It's going to be everybody who reads the news. But since this is a new thing, it's really might only be a few people. It might be the world. And who knows? It might even be a kid looking for a news story. Looking for the same job you have. And then,
what do you think about kids interviewing kids as like kind of a thing to give dual therapy?
Well, kids interviewing kids is maybe a lot easier for younger kids because it's easier to talk about things with other kids than adult, because with an adult, it tends to be a little awkward, but I've known you for a long time. I have a picture of you trying to steal my carrot, and I'm pushing you away with my fist.
And how old were you in that picture?
I don't know.
Pretty young?
I was in my bathing suit, and I was in, like, a stroller. Yeah. Estimate, people. Estimate. On a scale of 1 to 11. 10 and a half. Estimate.
So I really appreciate your time this evening. And I think that you did a great job.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that you see the value in this for basically anybody of any age.
Thank you so much. This has been a really great experience. And for kids who have never done this before, it's good to let your feelings out. And if you don't want to stare at the person, that's fine. You should stare off into space. But this is like improv, and if you don't know what that means, speak your mind and don't stop, because I didn't. Hashtag spaghetti rules. Spaghetti, kids. S-H, not S, S-H, spaghetti.
She is quite a spaghetti lover.
Spaghetti
Thanks, rules. Monroe. This was great.
Thank you. Spaghetti rules!